Welcome to Diary of a Big Lad, where Chad O'Brien, that's me, charts my ups and downs on my quest to improve my health, lifestyle, and get myself to where me wants to be. We talk fitness, diet, social influences, and Chad, me again, records mine conquest, what's worked for myself, what hasn't, and how you can fix your mindset too. Nico usually does that bit, so it's a bit weird doing it myself. But that's the second time, and I think it was better than last week. Don't worry, Nico's just sat in the background listening in because we've got another special episode for you today. So yeah, welcome to part two of creating your 60-day plan of creating and achieving goals. In part one, we looked at the process for setting your long-term goals. Today, we're going to look at my method for chunking these into monthly milestones. If you haven't yet heard part one, please do head over and listen and with your paper and pen in hand because you need to be ready to get to work. Speaking of pen and paper in hand, let's dig into monthly milestones. So by now, you should have identified where you want to be in 1 year. You've got your first 1 to 2 major goals set for the year. And now it's time to make the path to get there. So the next step is to break these major goals down into smaller, more achievable, and less time-bound milestones. So think of your goals as the big finale. And your milestones are like the little achievements that you're going to reach before you make the big finale. And they're the things that are going to keep you motivated and keep you on your consistent path to success. So the idea behind it is it's like reverse engineering from your overall goal. So you want to consider, where do you want to be in 12 months? Where do you want to be in 9 months? What's that 9-month milestone going to look like? What's 6 months going to look like? What's 3 months going to look like? And don't worry too much about the, you know, fundamentals of getting it absolutely right. You just want to think about where you realistically feel like you can be within those timeframes. Yeah. And at this point, you're just making your best guess. The whole idea behind chunking it into smaller achievements is so that you can see the progress that you're making. And you need to be okay with the fact that the plan can change, yeah? You know, if you're setting a goal that is to lose 30 pounds within the next 12 months and your 6-month goal is, you know, straight down the middle, 15 pounds, it might be that you lose more or less than that. And it's all about being adaptable with your plan. These are just milestones to bring you close to that overall goal. It could be that at 6 months you reach 10 pounds, but then in the next 6 months, you've got 20 pounds to reach. Whether your activities change, don't worry about that too much. You're taking your best guess at this point. The key to planning is to make one, yeah? So, of course, remembering that your plan will change. And at the same time, if you look at all these goals, yeah, so you've got your overall goal and then you've got 9, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all them goals can feel a bit overpowering, overwhelming. But there is good news. You only have to focus on what's next. You don't have to focus on them all at once. You're only looking at reaching your next milestone or two, not the entire process. Kind of a bit like, you know, traveling from Edinburgh to London, if you're performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. You can't take all the turns at once. They come one at a time. That was an off-the-cuff metaphor, so apologies if that made no sense. Look, let's crack in and let's get straight into it. Right, what we want to do is we want to brainstorm. So if you picked one goal, two goal, however many, one, two, we said so. For each of your major yearly goals, make a list of all the sub-goals or all the milestones that you can think of. List everything that you'll need to do, have, or accomplish in order to reach this goal. Yeah? and then turn over to the next page. And now I want you to group all these smaller milestones or sub-goals from your list into broader categories, or let's call them major milestones. So if you've got 10 milestones that you need to reach, stick them all into a category that fits in together. Maybe make it about 12. Put them in order. And what I mean by that is ask yourself, which of these tasks need to be completed first before others can be worked on? And that's it for today's task. That's it. Simple. Yeah. Keeping it simple. All you're doing is you're looking at your milestones, writing them all down, prioritizing them, and figuring out which things need to happen first in order for you to reach your first milestone. Make sure you tune in next week for our final step to creating your 60-day plan for successfully reaching your goals. And in case you've jumped right ahead, don't forget to tune into part one. Categorically, though, do not forget to keep on sweating.
Diary of a Big Lad is an Osborne Road production featuring Chad O'Brien and Nico Diodora. Theme tune written and performed by Jay Stevens. For more Diary of a Big Lad content, find us at Diary of a Big Lad on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads.